but tonight.
Protest the Hero with Heretics and Killers. You probably would have heard that at the summer 2006 edition of Warped Tour after Keziah came out and they just blew up from there. Oh, what an amazing track. What an amazing record Keziah is. 2006, so long ago, 20 years ago. Oh, no. My sadness just came up, just right into the back of my throat, the sadness. Can you feel it? Can you hear it? Before that, you heard some Atreyu, speaking of records that are very old and are kind of like just, you know, I give Atreyu a lot of guff. That's the word I'm going to use here. A lot of guff because they've said some really dumb things. Like, for instance, they said they invented metalcore, and that's just wrong. Like, there's not even... You can't even argue that you can't even say Atreyu popularized metalcore. Like, there's so many bands in there that were doing that. I just can't even fathom how you can be so brazen and that you could say a phrase like that. However, Becoming the Bull, man, that's a great track. I'm probably going to go stand near where Atreyu is just so I can overhear them potentially play this song. That's really sad. There's a lot of bands though that I'm probably gonna do the same thing for, if I'm being honest, at Warped Tour. I'm probably gonna go hear one song and then, you know, be like, okay, I've heard all I need and go from there. In fact, I can look over this list of bands here and tell you which ones it's gonna be. Mayday Parade, definitely. I already played that song earlier today. So in the show, I played that. Let's see, who else? Who else? Who else? Who else is only has one track? Ice Nine Kills, also band that I mean, they're fine. They're fine. But there's really only one track that really resonates with me. I still might interview them, though, because fellow Lancaster, PA native Ricky Armolino is in that band. And you might remember me talking about him from such things as This or the Apocalypse or Hawk. Hawk? It's just one Hawk. Yeah, just one Hawk. Both of which are very good bands that you should check out and should probably be on Warped Tour. I'm just throwing it out there. You already have one of the members there. Just bring the others. It doesn't sound crazy at all. Why? What's going on? So Ice Nine Kills, Mayday Parade, Yellow Card. I might stick around just to hear one Yellow Card song. Who else here? Who else? Acceptance. I mean, I'll stay for all of Alkaline Trio. Don't even worry. Bowling for Soup, I might stop by to see if I can catch one of their songs. The girl, all the bad, the boy, all the bad girls want. Is that the song? I'm pretty sure that's the song. I actually don't know if that's the song. The Ataris too. Like, I mean, I think I'm going to interview them because there's a lot of interesting things that both of them are doing, but it's now they're a two piece. But really, like, I mean, do I know the extensive Ataris catalog? No, I do not. I will admit to the things that I need to admit to. A Day to Remember too. I'll probably only enjoy like one or two of their songs. I'm making this sound really bad, but there are so many bands here that I am going to enjoy seeing. So I don't feel really bad about the things I'm saying right now. Like, I'm going to go see Thrice. It's going to be great. Thrice is going to make me happy. Spike and the Gimme Gimmies. I don't know why it's not me first anymore in the Gimme Gimmies, but fine, whatever. I don't care. I'll go listen to that. Pennywise. I'll hear some Pennywise. It'll be good. Let Live, of course. I'm going to see all of them, all of Jimmy Eat World. This is going to happen. Counterparts too, Chiodos. I'm going to see all of those sets. I'm going to see all those sets. Strung Out too. Strung Out is a band that I enjoy despite not committing any of their songs to memory. Every time I hear something from them, I'm like, oh, that's very good. And then I find out Strung Out and I'm like, oh, great. I love that. That sounds good. I might even check out Sace 6 on Saturday, which is, I guess, that since Bad Omens are so large that they can't play this anymore. I guess that's what's happening there. If you haven't gone to the Warped Tour, you won't find out what the lineup is for any of it until you get there day of. So I recommend getting there early, seeing what's there. If you want to hang around for the day before things are there, I mean, there seems to only be two stages. I think that's what's happening here. And I don't particularly like that, if I'm being honest. I would like a third stage. I think a third stage would be good because the third stage would be for smaller things. Just meander over there, away from the crowds of people, and then meander back when you want to see something large. That's what I prefer. But, you know, if that's logistically not possible, fine. I understand we're also doing this based on the stages for the other festivals that are happening, Lasso, Ilsonic, Oceaga, but you can't tell me there wasn't a third stage at Oceaga. You just can't. That's impossible. I find it hard to believe there wouldn't be one at Lasso either. Maybe Ilsonic. I'm not actually sure how Ilsonic works. Even though it was on the same weekend as one of the heavies, I did not go because, you know, I can only enjoy so much things at a time. So, you know, I apologize. And you know what? I need to hit CanCon for the show. So let's end the show off with a band that I think should play at Warped Tour, but are not playing at Warped Tour. And you know why? Because the Warped Tour hates freedom. And I would dare say that this band would be too much for Warped Tour to handle. Too much, I say, would not be able to do what they need to do. That band is, of course, Gutzer. They have a new record out called 9 Riffs to Rule Them All. I'm going to play The World is My Toilet because sometimes it feels like I'm the world's toilet. See, it's like a Yakov Smirnoff joke, you see. It's like where they say, Gutzer says, the world is my toilet. And then I say, see, but in Russia, toilet use you. No, that doesn't work really. I apologize. That doesn't really work at all. and isn't very funny. What a way to end off the show, really. Just fantastic. All the way. So, look forward to seeing stuff at Warped Tour this year. Tickets are still on sale if you want to go to that. And if you're just like, I want to get the spirit of Warped Tour, but I don't really feel like spending the money, I recommend you either go to Turbo House or to Promenade Wellington, right off the Delagleize Metro. See the shows Thursday night for free, and then you can go see Warped Tour Friday and Saturday. And if you want to see Thursday, you can go on Saturday, because that's when they are playing. And I want to see that, so therefore I will go Saturday to see Thursday. But don't mistake, because Thursday is when the free shows are, not Saturday, which is paid, where you can see Thursday. You get it? You got it? Great. Good. Super. I'm going to play this Gutzer track. It's not going to go very well and transition into Bill's Country and Western Favorites. Apologies to you, Bill, if you are listening. I know sometimes you tune in a bit early, so I apologize that I'm not going to transition well into your show. Hopefully, though, you, the open-minded listener that I have here, will stick around and listen to his show, because it is quite good. If I do say so, myself, and coincidentally, I just did. So yeah, let's go. Warped Tour, I will see you there next weekend. We'll see if I do a pre-recorded show or I do an immediate wrap-up show for Warped Tour. Probably not an immediate wrap-up tour show, because I need to edit the interviews. But anyway, here is some Gutzer, The World Is My Toilet, and I'll see you at Warped Tour. CJLO 1690 AM. This has been Grade A Explosives.